Good morning. It's 7 past the hour. This is Faith Radio. Could Christian doctors be forced to participate in assisted suicide against their will? It just might happen in the state of Vermont and eventually elsewhere in this country. Joining us with the details on this story is Matt Bowman. He's senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
So give us the background on this case. First of all, tell us about Vermont's assisted suicide bill and what it says.
Well, the government should not be telling health professionals that they have to participate in killing. And what this case in Vermont is about is Vermont legalized a doctor-prescribed suicide, assisted suicide. But most people, when they or their loved ones come down with cancer or some other terrible disease, they want to be able to go to a doctor who they can trust, who is going to try to heal them. And what the state of Vermont is doing in the wake of making assisted suicide legal is to say every doctor has to tell their patients, oh, here are the options. We can give you therapy, we can give you treatment, and we can kill you. Killing you is one of the options. Most patients don't want to hear that. They want to go to a doctor who is not in the business of killing people.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. Does an individual in Vermont need to be terminally ill in order to kill themselves with the help of a physician? What does the law actually say?
Well, this is one of the deep flaws of all of these statutes that allow assisted suicide, or the court decisions that are imposing it, is that there is no, medicine is an art. It's not a weather forecast. We already know how inaccurate weather forecasts can be. But if a doctor says, "Oh, you have 6 months to live," or "You have X number of months to live," that's a best guess. And so this notion that we can precisely know what it means to be terminally ill. People live for years after they've been given 6 month prognoses, and some people come down with the disease and they pass away very soon after. So this idea is vastly expanding. Where once assisted suicide is allowed, we're now seeing in the Netherlands and in Europe, they're starting to euthanize children.
We heard about this case in Belgium. And the other thing that's been happening in Europe, which is gravely disturbing to me, is that individuals who are simply depressed, they have major depression, say, I don't want to live. And given, the radical individualism that we see in many of these countries, and of course here as well, it's like, well, if you don't want to continue living, we're going to help you end your life. So is that a true danger here, you think, in the United States, where we could get to the point where somebody just simply says, I don't want to live anymore and I want the doctor to help me to end it all?
I mean, it's not only a danger, it's a reality. In states like Washington and Oregon, where assisted suicide has been legal for many years, they do not have even protocol in place to ensure that patients are being treated for depression before they are allowed to take this step. And what people need to realize is the vast majority of patients who say, well, I might be interested in suicide, they're suffering from clinical depression. If the depression was treated, the vast majority of these patients say, you know what, no, I don't want to kill myself. I find meaning in life. I want to spend my days with my family and have my pain taken care of. They don't want to kill themselves. But what assisted suicide does is it comes along and says, you know what, we're gonna help kill you. In fact, it's even cheaper for the medical industry if we just get rid of you. And the people with depression are being victimized by these laws.
It's tragic. Now, this Act 39, this bill in Vermont, the assisted suicide bill, under it, what is a physician required to do if a patient comes to them and says, I want to end my life?
The statute itself is not a model of clarity, but what the Vermont Professional Regulation Board has said, this is a government agency regulating doctors, they basically come along and said, we're going to force doctors to tell patients that among their treatment options is to kill them. And not only does this violate the deepest convictions of why people are in the medical profession, they're there to heal. The Hippocratic Oath over 2,000 years has committed doctors to do no harm. But But patients want to be able to go to doctors who would never think of proposing killing as a choice. In fact, some patients have reported in different places around the country where this is legal that they have a deep distrust now in doctors, and they're worried that they might be going to a death doctor instead of to a doctor who's supposed to heal.
That is very frightening, Matt. Tell us how the Alliance Defending Freedom got involved in this case and the doctors' organizations that you were representing.
Well, when we heard about, we track these laws when they happen, and when we heard about this and what Vermont is doing, we got in touch with a local organization, the Vermont organization that had been for ethical health care. They've been fighting this law, and members of the Christian Medical and Dental Association in Vermont. And we talked to them and realized that they're going to be forcing you to inject this verbal poison of proposing death into your relationship with your patients. We need to do something about this, and it's illegal. In fact, this is something a lot of people don't know. The Affordable Care Act, Obamacare itself, has a provision that says states can't force doctors to do something that would promote assisted suicide. And so we filed a lawsuit in federal court there to say this violates the freedom of speech, this violates religious freedom, this violates even Obamacare itself, and the court should block it.
I'm surprised that's in Obamacare. I mean, how did that get written into the Obamacare regulations? That would seem to go against what you'd expect from the Obama administration.
It is something that's surprising, but it didn't come from the administration. It came from the statute itself. Somewhere in that 2,000 pages, somebody did something good, and this provision did get put in. And it says states cannot force, because it saw assisted suicide coming down the pike. There was remember during the Obamacare debate, there was worry about these so-called death panels.
Right.
Well, this led to at least a provision that says what Vermont is doing is illegal. You cannot force doctors to inject the notion of killing their patients into their relationship with their patients. The patients don't want it. The doctors don't want it. And it's illegal, and that's why we brought this lawsuit on behalf of doctors in Vermont.
Our guest is Matt Bowman. He's an attorney representing those doctors through the Alliance Defending Freedom. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Faith Radio. Welcome back. 17 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. So great to have you with us on this Tuesday. I'm Bill Meyer, and my guest is Matt Bowman. Matt is an attorney with the Alliance Defending Freedom. We've been talking about a case in Vermont where Christian doctors, primarily Christian doctors, are objecting to a state law and some state regulations, a regulatory body, which is forcing them or may force them to violate their conscience. Matt, let's get back to this Vermont bill, Act 39. It's an assisted suicide bill, physician-assisted suicide. If a doctor, right now under the current regulations, if a doctor objects to assisted suicide on moral or religious grounds, does he or she have a right to refuse to provide death-inducing drugs to a patient?
Well, the statute seems to say that they can don't have to produce the drugs, but instead they have to do the next best thing, which is, you know, tell the patient all about it, and tell them how to get it. In fact, just last week, after we filed our lawsuit, the state of Vermont filed a response, and you would think they would come along and say, no, we're not requiring doctors to do this. That's not what they did. They doubled down on this. They said document that the physicians have to provide this information. It has to be either directly or through some organization that's in favor of assisted suicide. And what you have here then is that basically every patient in Vermont is denied the ability to go to a doctor who has nothing to do with this. A lot of patients don't want to go to a doctor who is recommending here's where you can go to find out more about killing yourself. They're coming to a doctor who they can trust. They want someone who shares their values.
So basically, you go to your family doctor, let's say, and just hypothetically, let's just say your family doctor, somebody you've known and trusted for years, they happen to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and maybe you even know that through your relationship with your doctor. This doctor is being told if they have a patient that comes to them and has been diagnosed with, let's say, terminal cancer, they have to read a statement or give them literature basically saying, hey, here's how we can kill you.
Yes. Yes. And this is something that the Vermont government, the bureaucrats in Vermont are imposing, and they're imposing it by issuing regulations to say, oh, okay, well, this is so-called, you know, patient, under this notion that patients have a right to be informed about everything. But what that overlooks is that some patients don't want to have death as part of the relationship between them and their doctor. They're going to a doctor, most patients, they're going to a doctor because they want someone who's going to help them heal or help them work through the situation. And the big picture is that this is the government. It's happening, and it says suicide is happening on the abortion side of things. The government, we just filed a lawsuit in Illinois regarding this. The government is attempting to take the medical field and make everybody practice medicine so that death is rolled in and enfolded into the practice of medicine. And that's just a different idea of what medicine is. For 2,000 years or more than that with the Hippocratic Oath, medicine has been healing only. We're going to be dedicated to life under all circumstances. And patients want to be able to choose doctors like that. And the governments are now starting to try to take that choice away.
Now, what's the argument that the Alliance Defending Freedom is making in this case in federal court? Is it basically a First Amendment issue?
It is. We say this is illegal under the First Amendment because you're forcing doctors to say things, and that's a freedom of speech issue. This is illegal under the Affordable Care Act because you're forcing doctors to participate in something that will lead to assisted suicide, and that's an issue of healthcare freedom, both for the doctor and for the patient. And this is a question of religious liberty as well. And these are all the fundamental issues. The government is engaged in the coercion business. It's not enough, and it's never enough, to just simply make things like assisted suicide or abortion legal. They always come right along in the wake of that and say everyone has to participate. Everyone has to get their hands dirty in this death activity. And what that does is it deprives patients of the right to choose a doctor who's pro-life, because there won't be any life committed doctors anymore. They'll all be involved in the death business.
Or they'll be out of the business entirely, or they will be, you know, kicked out of their medical associations, lose their medical license. Although this case focuses on Vermont, it's not the first time the medical professionals have been forced to violate their moral or religious beliefs. It seems, and there was a pharmacy case, I think, with a pharmacist in Washington State with an abortifacient drug issue. It seems like this is becoming, as you said, really a common theme in our society. You are going to go with our mandates, or you're going to get out of the business.
Yeah, it's really frightening. As I said, we just filed a lawsuit in Illinois a couple days ago where the state of Illinois passed a law saying basically every woman who's pregnant has to hear that, oh, well, you know, one of your options is to kill your baby. And a lot of pregnant women don't want to hear that. And there are a lot of doctors who they're in the health profession to heal, and they're basically forcing doctors to treat this unborn patient as someone who's a mark for targeting, for destruction. And we're fighting cases in California where the state of California is saying not only do doctors have to and medical facilities have to refer for abortion, but churches themselves have to cover elective abortions in their health insurance plans. Churches. And we've got a couple of lawsuits about that. And the coercion business is booming on the side of the government, on the side of the ACLU and its allies who are trying to stamp out the idea that you can practice health care in a way that always affirms life.
What's the ultimate answer to all these cases, Matt? Will it take a U.S. Supreme Court ruling to ultimately protect the First Amendment rights of medical providers?
It might, and we're at Alliance Defending Freedom prepared to fight these cases all the way up to the Supreme Court under the free speech clause, as well as under just the basic freedoms that we're provided in our Constitution through religious freedom and even through administrative law, because you have bureaucrats overreaching in many of these cases because they're not even able to get the legislatures to adopt this coercion agenda quite yet. So this could end up at the Supreme Court, but I think the issue that doctors and patients should be able to choose life-affirming health care is something that is still a winning issue, and we're hopeful that we will be able to win more of these cases.
Mm. Matt Bowman, who was with the Alliance Defending Freedom, a wonderful organization. You can learn more about them at their website, Alliance Defending Freedom. And Matt, thanks so much for your time this morning and for your work there in Vermont. We appreciate you.
Thank you.